This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
My name is Corey. I'm 20 years old and turning 21 next month. And I'm Australian, although my ethnic background is that I'm Mauritian and half South African. I was actually born in Australia because my parents met here, but I have lived in South Africa for around 5 years, from around when I was 6 till around 10, so 4 years actually. But then I moved back here with my family, and ever since then I've lived in Melbourne in the southeast suburbs. I love being a part of the South African and Mauritian culture because they're rich in flavour. They have heaps of different music, food tastes. It's just the whole difference. It's just not the mainstream. It's to have a great sense of family belonging, and I just love it. It's just because it's just the way I grew up. Within my family, my auntie's a lesbian, and so someone broke the ice per se, and so it was quite easy for me to come out. That's on my mum's side, the South African side. But on the Mauritian side of my family, it's a lot more difficult because they are a lot more, they care about what other people say. And so even within like the greater community, even like my dad's cousins and aunties and all that sort of, everyone cares what everyone else says. So I found it very difficult to come out there in fear of judgment. Not so much for me, but more for my grandparents, if anything. Not so much for my parents, but more my grandparents' sake. There was a lot of pressure on me from my dad's side, particularly because I was the first born male. And for around 10 years, I was the only one with my surname. And so if it wasn't me that had kids, my surname would have dropped off the face of Australia. And so with my grandparents, they were very like, oh, you're the first born grandson. It's important that you carry on our name. You know, you're going to do good. You're going to have lots of kids, sort of thing. And so they built in that sort of mentality that I'm going to have the nuclear family, I'm going to have the wife, the kids, and I'm going to be, well, my surname's going to be around forever. Definitely 100% see myself having kids. It was just, that was the main issue to get my head around for being gay. Not so much being attracted to guys, but the whole family aspect of it. Fortunately for me, I have like, my mum and my dad are quite supportive. So being of an ethnic background, I found that there is a lot of inherent racism within the queer community, unfortunately. Which I actually thought, as a minority group, you would feel compassionate towards other minority groups, but not really. There is a lot of inherent racism, which I had to get around, but I found a good group of friends which are quite embracing of who I am. I believe that the AGMC does play a great and important role in the queer community in bringing together like people from ethnic or non-English speaking backgrounds and non-Anglo-Saxon backgrounds. It plays a really important role in the establishment and recognition of those people who aren't originally from Australia. And so I'd like to see it expand and become a greater and bigger and better thing.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.